super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake. Mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area.
42nd Street Pete.
Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked.
42nd Street Pete.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man who dropped his balls in Times Square many times, 42nd Street Pete.
Well, happy fucking New Year. We're finally saying goodbye to this misbegotten, wretched abortion of a fucking year, 2011. And I can't even look back and reflect. It's been a whirlwind. The only positive things that have come out of this for me are I got out of New Jersey and got a place to live. And I finally met Beverly from California in person, Cinema Wasteland, and when the hell was that? October.
Yep.
So, only two positive things that come out of it, and too much negative things have happened during the year 2011, and too many negative things to meet too many good people. And, you know, I was going to go one way with this show, but after watching the news, and they read off a list of people who left us, and very glaring omissions and more than I had realized, because I decided to, you know, here at the Grindhouse, we respect those who have passed on because they have left us the rich history of, you know, cinematic, you know, Drek and classics all in the same breath. But to omit people like David Friedman.
Yeah.
That's blasphemy, I felt. Again, I want to honor, you know, certain people tonight, you know, before we get into anything crazy here. And, you know, unfortunately this year, a lot of people have left us. And I was talking to somebody about my life last night, and I said, well, you know something, my circle gets smaller and smaller. Because when you start out in life, you have a big circle of people, you know, with a lot of people and stuff like that. And it seems as you get older, you know, you fall out with people, or people just pass on. So in that respect, you know, my life has been a circle, and the circle is getting smaller. But fuck that for now. Charles Napier left us, a great character actor and a great guy. You know, Russ, from the Russ Meyer films to Star Trek to some of the B-movies he's done right up until this film. I think the last film he did was The Goods. Great, great character actor. Tura Santana, as we know, we did a tribute show for her. What can we say? One of the first kick-ass females in cinema. And, of course, this is another glaring omission. David Hess, who just recently passed away, who we also did a tribute show that really didn't work out, but, you know, be it as it may, you know, we lost David also. You know, another great, great character actor, musician, songwriter. Also, Pete Postlethwaite, British character actor. I remember him from The Usual Suspects. Another great character actor, Len Lesser. That one slipped through the cracks. From The Outlaw, Josie Wales, Death Hunt, Blood and Black Lace, Ruby. And here's one you probably know about, Michael Goh from the Batman series, but also from Horrors of the Black Museum, Conga.
Horror Hotel?
Yeah. No, not Horror Hotel.
What was that? I thought it was Horror... No, Horror Hospital, sorry.
Horror Hospital, yeah. And with another one. He did a bunch of genre stuff. Always is a, you know, a pretty nutty fucking person. I just released Horror Hospital, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
For its third go-around. Cliff Robertson won an Academy Award for Charlie. He was also in the action film The Devil's Brigade, Escape from L.A. Of course, Ken Russell, yeah, great director, great British director. Pedro Armitage Jr. Of course, his father was famous for John Wayne films with The Three Godfathers. Him I remember from The Magnificent Seven Ride. Don Sharp, who did some Hammer films. Susan Gordon, the daughter of Burt Gordon, the Twilight Zone episodes, and I think she was in the Devonsville Terror, if I remember right. Comedian Charlie Callis, who you know, also did a Grindhouse film called Kentucky Fried Movie. Susanna York, TV horror host Dr. Creep. David Nelson, son of Ozzie and Harriet Nelson, you know, TV show, which, you know, weird pattern in the American family after them. Peter Yates, director of Bullet and Krull. John Juan, damn, Juan Simon, who directed Pieces and Slugs. Val Puccio, a wrestler who worked in ECW a couple times. Jill Hayworth, who was in Harm's Way and The Outer Limits. Ann Francis, Honey West and Forbidden Planet. Alan Tang, you know, Hong Kong producer-director. Farley Granger, us Grindhouse people remember him from The Prowler, but he was also in Strangers on a Train.
Hell yeah.
Someone who was on here when we did the Luna Vachon tribute show, Sir Oliver Humperdinck. William Campbell from Dementia 13 and Star Trek. And he did something else, Bloodbath, I think it was. Another strange thing they did in California. Yvette Vickers from Attack of the 50-Foot Woman and Attack of the Giant Leeches. Dolores Fuller from Glen or Glenda and the other Ed Wood films. Fred Olin Ray, perennial character actor. Ross Hagen, who also did the Hellcats and Armed Response. One of the little rascals who actually made it into a ripe old age, Jackie Cooper, you know, from Superman. And I think he directed a few things, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Judy Sluinsky from 70s Roller Derby Queens. J.D. Spraudling from The Godfather 2 and Tank. This guy always played a scumbag. Linda Christian, she was on the first Bond Girls. And she was on the TV series High Chaparral. And Blossom Roberts from Home Alone and Deranged. Or is it Robert Blossoms? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it was Robert Blossoms.
Robert Blossoms, okay.
Man, I can't believe that.
Yeah. I can. It's, you know, it's fucked up. Really, really fucked up. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, the media passes these things by.
It's, you know, it's not cool, dude. It's like
they don't seem to give a shit where we give a shit.
So. Right, right.
But
well, these people changed our lives, you know. Let's be honest about it.
I know. Well, like I said, it hasn't been a really good year, and this is year like is like the, you know, the fucking herpes fucking blister on your dick that just doesn't seem to want to go away.
Oh, oh, yeah. Oh man, why?
I don't know.
That's kind of like the worst impression ever, dude.
Yeah, no, but it's true. I mean, like I said, other than me moving up here and you know, finally getting to meet Beverly, that this whole year is, you know, sucked a large, sweaty, flea-infested moose cock. So, yeah, it hasn't been.
Well,
and you know, it's like, oh, gee, Happy New Year's, you know, New York City, this and that and the other thing. I, to this day, will not understand why anybody would want to go over there now in Times Square and be herded into, like, these little holding pens where you can't have any open containers, you can't do this, you can't do that. You get over there at 6 o'clock at night, you got to piss. What do? You know? And then you're just sitting there, and then, okay, the ball drops at midnight, and by 1 o'clock, everybody's home.
Well, it's because they run you out.
Yeah.
It's not like a party like it used
to
be.
I couldn't fucking believe, you know, they did a quick segue to something. They come back in the street to squeaky clean. I'm like, I couldn't fucking believe this shit. We used to be over there like, God, the sun would come up. You know, you'd be walking down the fucking street with a bottle of whiskey in one hand and God knows what in the other, you know?
Well, that's the way it should be. New Year's Eve, man. Party it up. Jeez. See? Yeah. What the hell's happened to this place, man? This world.
This whole world got chicken shit.
You know,
It almost goes back to Easy Rider, that one phrase in Easy Rider. Everybody got chicken shit.
Well, you know, I knew that things had gotten bad, but I never knew how bad until the other day. I was sitting there watching television, which I rarely do, and they showed one of my favorite shows is The Big Bang Theory. And coming up next week after The Big Bang Theory is the new program Rob, starring Rob Schneider. It's kind of like, hey, that annoying guy from those stupid comedies is moving in next door. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Schneider in. What the fuck are we thinking?
Cheech Marin's in it, too.
I know, dude. What the hell? Cheech is slumming. I'm like, dude, Cheech should be like, hey, Jose, I'm going to kick your ass. I'm going to punch you in the face with this chainsaw, man. It should be like, dude, how the hell can they be like, how did someone who canceled these great shows that we've loved on television over the years, I mean, you know they cancel everything that's worth a shit. How can people cancel those shows, then turn around and go, yeah, that looks like a great idea, and I guarantee you Happy Madison are the production company making that damn thing. I'm going to look it up while we're doing this, because in my opinion,
it's Adam Sandler.
See, that's what I'm saying. The son of a bitch couldn't get a job if he wasn't blowing Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
God damn, no talent, piece of dog shit. Oh, why can't someone just take that guy out?
Tell us how you really feel.
Ugh.
Maybe they'll put him in a Tyler Perry film and you can fucking equally spew venom on them.
I just can't understand this.
I can. Bunch of untalented fucking hacks. There is nobody left. Now they're making the Expendables too, and they're adding Jean-Claude Van Damme and Chuck Norris to it. But no Mickey Rourke this time.
Rob Schneider, your favorite goofball comedian who really pisses you off, is moving in next door on the new CBS sitcom, Fucking Retarded. God.
Well, call him Joe Netter. Maybe we can see a retard's cock.
Golly, I'm pissed.
I don't know.
Why isn't that stupid bastard cow, man?
I'm not watching any of this shit anymore.
It's all bad.
I know. There's nothing good anymore. It sucks. It's time to move on.
Shit. It's horrible. Couldn't they, you know? I can't believe they couldn't come up with something better than that.
Well, there's no creativity anymore. It just comes down to that. None whatsoever. Just isn't any creativity. Which is sad.
It's just, it's gone too far, man.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. You didn't let the Westboro Baptist Church back in your house, right?
They're outside protesting.
That doesn't sound like a protest.
I don't know.
Dude, they're going to make a mess of your house.
I know. They jizz all over the place. It's fucking horrible. I don't know.
You don't want Westboro Baptist
close the door. Oh, my God. Close the door. Oh, my God. Oh, listen to that nasty shit going on. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sounds like somebody's gagging on a pepperoni. I don't know. Ooh, I have no idea. I'm really sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes I had to rent out a room to make ends meet, and shit like this happens. I don't know.
Pete, yeah.
All right, let me try. Come on, close the door. Oh, fuck, thank God.
Jeez, well, dude, I honestly, that movie Aliens, you know, or even the first Alien when they shoot the guy and it just like goes through the floor and it eats through the hull. And man, that's exactly what I heard the Westboro Baptist jizz does to people's houses, man. You're going to have big holes everywhere.
Yeah, I know. It cuts through the aluminum siding.
Your little lizards are going to have like all kinds of places to fall into.
What would you call it? Jesus jizz?
I wouldn't even go that far, man. Jesus has nothing to do with the Westboro Baptist people.
They think he does.
You know, jeez.
I'm sure to the pastor of the Westboro Baptist Church that his version of Jesus is a Latino hustler.
That's just terrible, dude. Just
peel back his foreskin and blow Gabriel's horn, you know. That's what he can do.
Lord, Lord.
Yeah, these are the people that want to run this country, you know. These are the people that, you know, being gay is a sin, you're part of the devil and stuff like that, you know, really. Fuck these people.
I think they already are doing that, Pete. If you open that door there, you'll see. I think they're still doing it. So I don't think you have to worry.
I don't want
to
open the door anymore.
Don't do it.
If I didn't need the money, I'd kick them the fuck out. It's a horrible thing.
At this time, I think it's almost better just to go ahead and kick them out.
Well, if you want to pay my fucking property tax bill, you know, sure. I neglected to do so. So there. I don't know. But anyway, did I talk about my plans for the new year?
Not yet.
After, you know, your station pays me my, you know, vacation so I can go to fucking Honolulu, you know, do a live broadcast from Pearl Harbor. Yeah, I know, right? I can fucking dream.
I'll allow you your dreams, my friend.
I know. Maybe Sirius will pick me up. But anyway, we actually have plotted something out. There was a couple of trailers on YouTube for a documentary called 42nd Street Memories, The Rise and Fall of America's Most Notorious Street. And yours truly was, you know, included in the cast of characters. It was in the interview segments. And a couple people said, what's going on with it? When's it coming out? So I contacted the director, Callum Waddell, and he will be on next week to explain all this wonderful stuff. You know, I guess I'll ask him, you know, how it was like working with some of these quirky personalities, you know, getting their input on things and, you know, whatever. So, yeah, that's going to be a cool one. And this one, I don't know when it's going to happen, but we're trying to work on this. We had Jack Ketchum on. That was a very well-received show. And I told Jack what was going on with it and how many times it was downloaded, well over 10,000. And what we are trying to do down the road, because The Woman is going to come out on DVD in January, we're going to try to get Jack back on, as well as the actress who played The Woman, Pollyanna McIntosh, and director Lucky McKee. And, you know, hopefully that'll happen, because that'll be pretty fucking intense. And another thing, you know, a lot of people ask me to, you know, they like certain shows, and one of the shows they really like was when we had Gary Kent on. Now, I've been in touch with Gary, and he wrote and directed a film a while ago called Rainy Day Friends. And he recently decided he was going to put it out. And you know, I said, you know, I heard about it, I'd like to see it, so he sent me a copy. And last night, you know, I was just fucking around, and I wasn't looking for anything, you know, it was cerebral. I was actually going to watch wrestling, but it was a half hour before it started. So I put it in, figured watch a half hour and, you know, come back and check it out later. Well, it wasn't one of these films where I could turn it off because I was mesmerized by the whole thing. And I'm pretty much sure this is based on an intense personal experience that he had, and it mirrored something that I went through. And it's about the medical profession, it's about cancer, it's about the way patients are treated and, you know, how certain people overcome it. And the cast is S.A. Morales in the lead, Chuck Bale, Carrie Snodgrass, John Philip Law, Janice Rule, and some other familiar faces you know might recognize. But I was really blown away by the film, and I think it's something that everybody should see, because it's just, you know, indicative of the healthcare industry the way it is now, as opposed, you know, when it was done. And it just shows, you know, like I said, you don't know how lucky you are until you spent 10 days on a cancer ward. And I'll just leave it at that. But we're going to get Gary on to talk about that. Like I said, it's not going to be about grindhousey things, Al Adamson and, you know, John Bodcardos. That's going to be down the road a little bit. But I really think, you know, this film should be discussed. This film is very different, and it's very hard-hitting and very poignant at the same time. And I'm not one of those guys that, you know, was into sentiment and things like that, but this is like a labor of love, I feel. And I want to give Gary his chance to tell you people about it and, you know, explain, you know, what his motivations were in making it. So that will be actually the week of January 12th. We already have that scheduled. And another thing, I've been in touch with Ted V. Michaels, and he's hard at work in the fourth Astro Zombie film called Astro Zombies 4, Invasion from Cyberspace, which, weirdly enough, is being filmed all over the world by a bunch of second unit outfits. I think the thing was he was basically selling, you know, producer credits. Anybody wanted to put up a couple hundred bucks and help out. So he's really excited about it, and I'm sure we'll have him on when it's closer to completion. So we got that to look forward to. And the other thing is, probably won't be going back to the East Coast anytime in the near future, because A, it's cost prohibitive, and B, it just brings back too many fucking memories and too much bullshit's going on. You know, obviously I'm going to have to go back if something does happen, to my remaining family, but beyond that, I can't see it. There's no reason to. It's just cost prohibitive. So that unfortunately means I will not be attending any more WSU shows in the flesh. I will continue to support them as they are my friends and they put on a hell of a show. And we were talking to Primetime Amy Lee about sort of doing something maybe once a month, you know, bringing in someone who hasn't been on before, and doing an interview with them and see what brought them to the dance. So we're going to try to do that, too.
That's awesome.
And the big anniversary show is coming up, so, I think it's the final showdown between Mercedes and Jessica Havoc, because that's been going on. But like I said, I haven't been privy to anything, so I really don't know what's happening, because, you know, when you're moving, across two fucking states, you lose track of shit. So that's what happened there. But, we're going to try to do some different stuff. I mean, I listen to the fans and things, and, a lot of people were emailing me about, different people coming back on. I'm sure we'll have Sid back on in the future. I'm sure we'll be doing some, live call-in shit again on Saturday nights. One never knows. We strive,
Well, with us, it is kind of hard because sometimes we don't even know until we just decide, let's do that.
Yeah, you try to get somebody and they decide to cancel out. So, yeah, it's one of days or nights or whatever planning.
We just we do what we want around here.
Yeah. But I'd like to give shout-outs to certain people, Ed Demko and Shauna out in Pittsburgh. They had a little problem with a little fire at their place, but they should be okay now. But, all the best to them. Of course, our buddy Jason Martinko, our porn historian out there, best to him. And, of course, talking about Pittsburgh, our little ghoul, Kyra Sean, who is going to probably be leaving Pittsburgh, as she posted on Facebook. We like to give her all the best wishes and success with the move. And let's see, who else? So many people, Ed McHale, regular listener, he's having, a few problems here and there, but as we all are, but, give our best to him. Our buddy out in China, the cool ghoul, Daryl, and our other buddy down in Korea, Tim Merrill, who, you guys should go over there and knock the little dictator out right now. He's only like, 12 years old? Little midget fucker.
Yeah, but isn't he a lot nicer, they said?
He is?
That's what they said. Like, he doesn't follow his... That's why they didn't get along. I guess he doesn't follow his dad's ideas or whatever.
What are they going to do?
I don't know. I could be wrong, but I thought that's what they were saying.
He looks like another little pudgy little motherfucker. Well, I don't know. Nothing seems to be working. Like, I was saying, Superfan Rob and I were talking the other night, and he was saying, it's going to be dark days ahead. And I go, yeah, I hate to say it, but I think you're right. I think we've let, for some reason, we've turned a blind eye to these people robbing from us. Congress has gotten rich, and they found all this out that everybody in Congress is a millionaire because they benefited by insider trading. The very people that, fucked up Wall Street got rewarded, while the rest of us got fucked in the ass. So I have to ask myself, does our system work? And my answer is no. Because how do we vote scumbags out of office when only more scumbags will come in and do the same thing? When I went back over to Manhattan, last time I went over to see a buddy of mine who I worked with at Liquidators, John. And he was having some health problems. And, cost me $30 to get into Queens, tolls. And what happened was, before I left Jersey, his kidneys failed. He was on dialysis. Within the 4 months in the interim, he got a fucking infection where the needle went in, went down into his heart, and took out a heart valve, and they had to do open heart surgery. This guy was bigger than I was. Big, husky fucking guy. I go over to see him. He said, I would have came over, but I can't even drive. My arms are all fucked up from the operation and shit. And he goes, but next time you come in, I'll come over and see you. So I'm like, yeah. And he goes, yeah, I should go out to Ohio too. And he goes, but my wife's got really good health care. 2 days before Christmas, I called up to wish him a Merry Christmas. His voicemail picked up. You know, I wished him a Merry Christmas. He called me back. 2 seconds later, it calls back. It's his wife. She told me he died. He was cremated 2 days ago.
What in the hell?
Yeah. So this is like the fourth guy I was tight with from the old days that died from a medical fuck-up. And I don't have health insurance, and I really am not too fucking crazy about getting it because, in my estimation, I've said this before, it bears repeating, they make money keeping you sick because they're drug pushers. They're just as bad as anybody selling fucking drugs today because the bottom line is, you go into any doctor's office and you look at the stuff laying around that all has drug names on it. And that's who he's fucking beholden to because he's buying stock in that hoping it'll go up. So you bet your ass he's going to prescribe this shit for you. And another reason why I want everybody to watch that film of Gary's. It deals with that too. But bottom line is, I don't know if I got anything wrong with me or not. I'm going for acupuncture. I feel better. I'm trying to do different things. But one thing that sticks in my mind is, if even if I was in fucking bad shape, I'd rather live before I die. You know?
Man.
That type of thing. But, like I said, too many of my friends have checked out that way from a medical fuck-up. The guy who did the 42nd Street Pete t-shirt, the, you know, one that's only one that's his, Chris, he had lymphoma. And they fucked him up. And that was Hackensack Medical Center in New Jersey. They fucking killed him. Big Ted, my army buddy, from, you know, was in a MASH unit in Korea. So he went in the same place, and they did something with a bypass, and they fucked it up, and he died. Norman, same thing. Shit medical care. It's just like, you know, you look at some of these places, it's almost medieval. You know, and we've been, you know, sort of brainwashed to trust these people. I don't trust them anymore. They know what the fuck they're doing. For all I know, maybe I had prostate cancer, maybe I didn't. They could have lied about that. You know, maybe I shouldn't have had it taken out because it almost killed me. Maybe I should have went with something else. I don't know. Or maybe it wasn't really that serious. We're not going to tell you that. Cancer scares you. That's all. That's the way they think it. So, yeah. So right about now, I got no faith in this shit. I can't. It's just one big fucking scary thing for me because, you know, I'd like to get some kind of an insurance that if something happens, you know, if I, you know, somehow have a heart attack or get an accident or something, I'd be covered. But fucking prices are ridiculous. So it's like a gamble. Plus, you know, you don't know whether, you know, once you check in, it's like a Roach Motel. You don't know if you're going to check out. It's fucking horrible. No other country in the world does this where they make money off you being sick and keep you sick to make more money off you. And they tell us, you know, the healthcare in certain places really sucks. Well, how come we're rated so low on the Richter scale? You know?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is. So, you know, we're being lied to. We know it. I mean, you know, they got to be stupid. Oh, yeah, well, the job figures are wrong. What fucking job figures are you talking about? There's nobody hiring. It's a shame. You know, it really is a shame that, you know, I blame us. We let it happen. We let these fucking guys hoodwink us. And that's exactly what they did. But the problem is, how do you get rid of them? It's just been, you know, aside from, you know, everybody's going, revolution. It might happen. It really might happen. But then what, you know?
Let's go to commercial. We'll be right back.
Attention all personnel.
You got it.
You got it. You found the most listened to radio station. Jackalope Radio.
Welcome to the show where no talent losers battle it out to date some really desperate chicks. That's right, the dating game. And now, on with the show. This week's contestant is Marsha. She's a host of a popular radio show called Dark Girls Pleasure Chest and a collector of fine vibrators from around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Marsha.
Hello.
And now let's meet our bachelors. Bachelor number one works at Time for Suds Car Wash, loves his own reflection, thinks he's a real stud, and lives in his mom's basement. And bachelor number 42 is in the entertainment industry. He's an independent rebel with a cause, ladies and gentlemen. You'd be very likely to find him passed out in the middle of an aisle in a grindhouse in New York City in the mid-70s. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Bachelor 42. Bachelor number 3 loves pink, drives a BMW from 1989, collects Elton John CDs, and really thinks Twilight is the be-all, end-all of the current generation. Let's hear a little bit about you, Marsha. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into the game.
Well, my name is Marsha.
All right, thank you very much for that information. And now, let's get on into the game. You go ahead and you ask your first question.
All right. Well, bachelor number 3. If I was a pie, what kind of pie would I be and why?
Jesus, it's getting rough back here. It's bachelorette girl. So if you were a pie, what kind of pie would you be or would I be?
Would I be?
Oh, I really like pies with fun stuff in them. Like one time I came in this pie and I made a girl eat it. And I think you would be that kind of pie. I'm into that.
Cream pie.
I call it splooge, but whatever. I mean, that's cool.
Banana cream pie.
Splooge pie. I like splooge.
Oh, okay.
You got a pea brain and you're a punk on top of that.
Bachelor number 1. Same question.
Cherry.
A cherry pie?
Yes, cherry pie.
Okay.
Wow, Bachelorette, it's kind of odd. One of your answers is the guy's on crack, and the other one's the simplest and most innocent answer ever. Hello, could you elaborate a little bit on that answer for us, Bachelor number 1?
Wow, cherry pie, because, you know, I like the redness of it. Usually that's the ladies and their heightened experience. Their sexual time is during that time of the month, so, you know, it looks a little bloody and crazy.
Enough of this jibber-jabber.
Oh! Okay.
Is that bad?
Good answer, good answer.
But I did find 2 Mexicans buried underneath the snow, and they graciously helped, you know, to dig themselves out for some, you know, money, so that was cool.
Okay, so for bachelor number 42, if I was your favorite food, what would I be?
If you was my favorite food, you'd be a chicken, because I'm a leg and a breast man.
All right.
I'd wanna eat Sasha Grey's snatch or something. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really into eating vagina. I don't know if you're into that, but I wrote the
book on it.
I got to tell you, I think these odds are a little out of my favor. I noticed that I got interrupted when I interrupted the bachelor number 47951 or whatever, and I'm not getting, you know, his interruption is not interrupting me when I'm getting interrupted over here. So I just think, you know, maybe that
I should shut the fuck up.
Okay. I think I need some of your pot, man.
I'll pass it over to you. Here you go, bro. Here, take a hit.
All right, this is awesome.
Okay, it's
good. Oh,
shit.
Yeah, that's good shit. Oh,
it's a lupo weed of the wolf.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Guys,
I'm gonna set this fool up for good.
Bachelor number 1. Complete this sentence. This may seem a little weird, but...
Is that the question?
Yes. You have to finish the sentence.
Can you repeat that sentence?
Yes. Again? Complete this sentence. This may seem a little weird, but...
You know, between the ages of at least 18 to 21 to be illegal.
Okay.
Little girls. Yeah.
Little girls?
I like them when they dress up like little...
Are you talking about midgets? Are you talking about little people? Are you talking about the Travelocity gnome?
Ooh. I don't know.
I got 2 daughters that are trying to raise money to go to Japan.
A lot over a lot of little areas. Yeah. So I like girls. Little ones.
Okay. Bachelor number 42. When is a woman really the most beautiful to you?
I just always had this thing for trashy woman. So the sluttier she looks, the more attractive she is to me.
All right.
And if she's got a $10 price tag on her, all the better.
Okay. Bachelor number three. Are you still with me?
Yeah. Should I answer that question?
Sure.
He's stoned. I mean, he's tanked. I mean, you should see him. His eyes just rolled back in his head. Must be his first time.
Yeah, it's well, it only counts if you're not paying for it. So, you know, but anyway, yeah. My favorite part of a, you know, my favorite thing with a beautiful woman is when I give her my money after I've had sex with her. Uh-huh. It's that look in her eyes when she's kind of looking at me going, okay, that'll be, you know, 50 for your half and half. And I'm like, yeah, I'm in love with this woman right here. So
wait. You pay her after you have sex with her?
Well, yeah, you know, they trust me. I go to the same one.
How come
they
always make me pay up front? What the fuck is this shit? I'm an icon. I got to deal with this. He fucking pays it. He could just blow his load and walk out the fucking door. It's like, you know, it's like the story about the koala bear. This koala bear is walking down the street in New York, picks up a prostitute, goes up, have sex with her. Koala bear gets out of bed, starts walking toward the door. The prostitute goes, whoa, get back here. And picks up a dictionary and points at this thing. Prostitute. Has sex for money. Koala bear looks at her, nods, flips over to koala bear, eats bush and leaves. So I don't fucking get it. Money up front? What the fuck? What am I doing wrong?
Maybe
I've just been seeing her. I've been seeing her for, you know, this a little while now. It's kind of like we're dating, except, you know.
Really? Well,
you're probably better off in the long run.
But she just broke up with me.
Okay.
Stock market crash?
Okay, so bachelor number one. Yeah. If I was a superhero, I would need a sidekick. What superhero sidekick would you be?
That's a good one.
I'd be Throbbing.
What the hell? Bachelor number three. What superhero sidekick would you be?
Well, I have one special power that I know I'm totally aware of right now, so... I would be watching porn, man.
And, why are you looking at me when you're talking about this?
I don't know. You kind of this weed must be laced with something because you're
No. This is just good old grown in fucking America.
It's non-alcoholic weed.
No, it's even sugar free.
Bachelor number one. Yeah. I heard that you stop at a grocery store before every date that you go on. Describe to me what you buy. And why?
Well, I like to pick up a little whipped cream, chocolate sauce, some bread, some peanut butter, eggs, milk, and some anal beads.
And some anal beads? Is that what you said? Oh, okay, gotcha.
Ease it. Yeah, oh. I like to be pleasurable for the lady.
Okay, gotcha. Bachelor number 42, same question.
Duct tape, rope, thumbtacks, mouse traps.
Mouse traps?
Yeah.
What do you use those for on a date?
You'll find out. Licorice. Oh, yeah, because your eyes are saying yes because of the duct tape across your mouth is saying no.
Bachelor number three, how about you?
Well, which market are we talking about here? Because they're all not really the same, you know? I mean, I don't know if I can answer this question.
Okay, well you don't have to answer this one. I'll give you a different question.
Okay, this is really freaking me out, so thanks.
You're welcome. So pretend that it's the day after our date. Pick up the phone and call your best friend and tell them how our date went.
Call my best friend? Okay, yeah.
Tell them how our date went.
Should I like do that like ring? Hello? Oh, hi, Ma. I just wanted to tell you how my date went last night with this mysterious bachelorette girl. It started off okay. We went to see New Moon, and it was great for the fifth time. And then after that, we went bowling, and we went bowling for Columbine. and then we went back to my house and we sat on the couch and she said she was going to file charges.
All right, bachelor number one. How about you? Can you please pick up the phone and call your best friend and tell them how our date went?
Yeah. All right, so I call them and they'd be like, "Hey, Tony." He'd be like, "Hey, how's it going, man?" I'd say, "Man, dude, my date last night was amazing, man. It started out with a little candlelight, then got the nipple wax and put that all over that, you know, area right there, and then we went buck wild listening to some New Kids on the Block."
Nice. Okay. How about you, bachelor number 42? Can you call your friend and tell them how our date went?
Not when I'm in a fucking lockup cell, I can't.
You can use them to call your first call. Don't you only get one call in a lockup cell?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I would like to hear who you call and what you'd say about the date.
Hey, the date was okay. She did swallow a load of my DNA.
Enough of this jibber-jabber.
How did you end up in jail, bachelor number 42?
They asked the contestant.
Okay, bachelor number 3. Let's hear your best ending for this sentence. I would do anything for you except...
I won't do that.
As long as your dreams are coming true, you better believe it that I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. But I won't do that. No, I won't do that.
Oh, wait. Okay, is that good? No. Oh, should I change my answer? I would do anything for you, except the strap-on can't be black.
Okay, whoa. Bachelor number 1, can you please answer the same question?
I will do anything but pop that zip.
Number 42, how about you?
There's nothing I won't do.
Oh. All right.
You know that.
Oh, I like it. Let's write a song. There's nothing I won't do for you. Yeah. Come on, join it.
I got a gun on me, you know.
Good. Can you please end my pain? Please.
All right.
Okay. Oh, my God. I want to see Smurfette as like a Guidette, dude.
Stop with the short shit. She's the fucking guest, damn it. I'm not even the producer. You are. Well, you're going to fucking rile me up. We got a deal, damn it.
Bachelor number 42. Pretend that you're your mother and answer this question. Is your son normal?
Fuck no. I had him locked up 6 fucking times and they keep letting him out.
Bachelor number 3. Pretend that you're your mother and answer the same question. Is your son normal?
Okay. Can I continue using this voice? Because my mom doesn't sound like this.
No, you can sound like your mom if you want. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to try. You ready?
Okay,
I'm number 3's mom. Okay, he's freaking normal. I mean, shit, what's normal in this world anyway? I think he'd be great for like that Jersey Shore show. And he should, we
should
do stuff
together. All
fucking
people should die horrible deaths. Realize that. Listen, somebody's paying for a new fucking pair of shoes for me because this guy's dropping loads all over. You're behind the fucking curtain. You can't see. But this guy is splooged on my fucking work boots.
Okay, hey, well, we'll try to...
Weed makes me horny. What do you want?
Yeah, well...
All right. Bachelor number 42, same question.
What was the question? I was too busy up-chucking from this cheap wine you people provide me with.
Okay, if we got married, what kind of unusual wedding could you dream up?
Oh, I just want a total freak show. I'd want midgets. I'd want transsexuals. I'd want bearded ladies. I'd want sword swallowers, both metal and flesh. I would want Honeysuckle Divine to come out of retirement and do her one-woman show. I would want 44D strippers to shoot ping pong poles out of their pussies.
You know
what? I want to have a good answer to your question here. What I'm feeling is like, and I just think I should. Well, I mean, that's nice.
Pee on me. Let when him you're finish. Not strong.
Okay. Listen, Cain and Abel over there. I don't want to get too crazy on you over here, but
that holiest of holes, you know.
Okay, bachelor number 1. Moving on, guys. I'm sick and I have to cancel our date this weekend. How would you respond?
Good, because I don't want to get sick either.
Because you don't want to get sick either? number three. How would you respond?
Okay, well, I have a couple options I can go with here. I'd either ask for maybe, can you send me one of your shoes so I could jerk off into it or something? And I think it really solves the problem. And honestly, that's not going to cost too much money anyway. It's probably going to cost the same as taking you out to dinner, so.
Okay, bachelor number 42.
I would respond in a very sympathetic, understanding manner, and then probably the minute I hung up, I'd call 1-800, come over and blow me.
All right.
I like blowjobs, too.
Okay, bachelor number 42. If we went out on a date with me, and we went back to your place, and I took my artificial leg, took out my false teeth and my glass eye, what would you say?
When you get to the part I want, just throw it over here.
Sorry, I need to regain my thoughts over here.
I pity the fool tried to take over the world, then goes home crying to his mama.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Man, if you were on Jeopardy, you'd already get the buzzer. Come on, answer the damn question.
You know something? Hey, fuck you, Mr. MC. All right, wait a minute.
Guys got MC Hammer on this show?
You better listen up to my top tips to avoid a fat lip.
You know what? Bachelor number three, can you please describe to me bachelor number one?
Sure. You know, I haven't seen a lot of movies. I'm a Scientologist, so... I've seen that one movie, Battlefield Earth, and I don't know, we didn't really get this answered if I could use the same answer for another question, but he kind of looks like John Travolta in Battlefield Earth.
So we'll take that. He looks like John Travolta. Okay, bachelor number 42. Describe to me bachelor number three.
Wow. That's going to be really hard.
Don't forget my mole.
Oh. No. He's got a pocket protector. His shirt's buttoned the wrong way. He's got plaid slacks on. He's drooling all over himself. He already dropped about a quart of jizz on my fucking leg, which you guys are paying for the fucking boots. But otherwise, I guess he's a pretty nice guy.
All right. That was very nice. That was very nice.
Dry munching like an amphetamine piranha fish.
How about you, bachelor number one? Which flavor of ice cream best described your last relationship? Vanilla, Rocky Road, peaches and cream, or Tutti Frutti?
Is Rocky Road poop?
I'd have to say Rocky Road because that goes right back with my anal-ease.
Okay, bachelor number three. How about you? Which flavor of ice cream best described your past relationship?
Is Rocky Road poop?
Did that, you just get that?
Okay. Rocky Mountain High.
In Colorado. Ooh.
Okay, bachelor number three. Which flavor ice cream best describes your past relationship? Vanilla, Rocky Road, peaches and cream, or Tutti Frutti?
Look, I like Rocky Road because my last girlfriend was, I like my brown sugar. What do you want?
She ate a lot of corn.
All right. Whatever.
So I guess it's time for me to pick somebody.
Yeah, Marcia, it's time for you to pick somebody. But first, let's go to a station break and we'll be right back.
Petey Wheatstraw.
Petey Wheatstraw.
Petey Wheatstraw.
That Dolomite man, Rudy Ray Moore, is back funnier than ever in the new movie, Petey Wheatstraw.
If you want to laugh your ass off, see Petey Wheatstraw.
Rudy Ray Moore is Petey Wheatstraw, starring Leroy and Skillet, Jimmy Funky Tramp Lynch, and Wild Man Steve.
If you don't want to laugh, leave your ass at home.
Petey Wheatstraw.
Rated R.
Okay, we're back from our station break. Marcia, go ahead. Pick your bachelor.
I think I choose bachelor number one.
What? What do you mean you choose bachelor number one?
Bachelor number one. I'm sorry.
I'm not good enough for you all of a sudden?
What?
I mean, you know, I thought the fix was in on this whole fucking thing. Todd.
It's not my fault.
I gave you that envelope, and you told me the fix was in. I got the girl, right? I mean, we've been building up to this relationship all these weeks for this. You know, I'm fucked on this one, Todd.
Why is it me? Why aren't you yelling at her?
Marcia, it's your show. You're screwing me on this whole deal. I'm getting kicked to the curb so soon. Well, we've been to each other. My God.
Okay, can I explain that then? I'm scared now.
Oh crap! He's losing it. He's getting crazy.
Todd, that monitor over there. You think this gun was fucking bullshit? Watch this.
Oh shit!
All right. These bachelors, you bring these people in here to subvert me. I'm gonna crack their head.
Bachelor number three, look out for your mole.
I'm in a lot of pain right now. I need some Advil. I need some Advil.
Where's my knife? Give me the screwdriver.
You know what? Leave the man's mole alone. Leave the mole alone.
You're screwing me.
Look at this bloody little thing, Todd, because you're going to eat it. You and Marcia had to set me up for this fucking thing.
I didn't do anything. It's her choice.
All right. You better.
Look out.
Station's going to go off the air. I've got him.
Everybody.
Jeez. I'm blowing the fucking station up, Marcia. Right. Yes or no? Yes or no, Marcia?
No, don't blow it up. Okay, I'll go out with you, Pete.
Okay. We got to get this straightened out. We'll be back right after this.
Jackalope 105 FM.
You're on the phone with your boyfriend. He's upset. He's going off about something that you said. He doesn't get your humor like I do. I'm at a bar, it's a typical Tuesday night. I'm listening to the kind of music nobody likes. He'll never know your story like I do. But he wears odds, I wear t-shirts. He's team captain and I'm on the bleachers. Dream about the day when you wake up and find that what you're looking for was here the whole time. Have you seen? Streets with you and your cut off jeans. I can't help thinking this is how it ought to be. Laughing on a park bench, thinking to myself, hey, isn't this easy? You got a smile that could light up this whole town. I haven't seen it in a while since it brought you down. You say you're fine, I know you're better than that. Hey, what you doing with a guy like that? High heels, I wear sneakers. He's team captain and I'm on the bleachers. Dreaming about the day when you wake up and find that what you're looking for has been here the whole time. If you could see that I'm the one that understands you, been here all along, so why can't you see you belong with me?
Well, I'm still pretty hammered, as you can tell, and I'm morose and tired, but, you know, the bottom line is I do appreciate you people tuning in, and I do go off on fucking tangents now and then, and I do appreciate the people who did wrote in, and I will continue to do so, and we're going to try to, you know, give you a little bit more different shit this year, you know, and keep it crazy. So, from the bottom of my fucking black little heart, Happy New Year, all the best, and stay sick, and we'll be back with Callum Waddell next week in 42nd Street Memories. So until then, bye. We'll be right back.
window for a mere $3.50. That's your ticket to an all-night 24/7 evening at the Grindhouse. You want spaghetti westerns? How about The Man with No Name? Django? Yeah, they're all in here. How about some bikers like the Hell's Angels, Satan's Slaves, Satan's Sadists? You want some blood and guts? Well, how about H.G. Lewis, Andy Milligan, John Carpenter, George A. Romero, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Ghastly Ones, Ilsa, She-Wolf of the SS? All those hot, horny mistresses guaranteed to dominate your dreams. They're all yours right here in the Grindhouse.
So grab yourself a seat on Saturday.